And welcome, everybody, to episode 665 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Wow, that was a very enthusiastic, Breakman. How about you, Eric?
Okay, and then I kind of fizzled.
Yeah, a little bit. Had a little bit of fizzle. You should start off like fizzly and end grandly. You know what I mean? Yeah, there you go. Road Dog says, so that means Frank is doing the show by himself since he is the most evil one here. Yeah, pretty much, man. Next week's our 666 episode. Did anybody check for 666 birthmarks on their head by chance, Breakman? Do you have any of those birthmarks on your head?
No. Maybe on my ass. I can't see my ass.
Oh, yeah, that's where it's hidden. Like right in the butt crack cheek. You know, like yeah, it's hidden.
I need a full-length mirror to find that, right?
Yeah. What about you, Eric? You have any hidden birthmarks that need to be known to the world for next week?
Not that I know.
You know what? It's always the quiet ones that don't know any better that are the ones. You know what I'm saying? So.
Man, next week he's showing up with 666 tattooed on his forehead.
Right. Right, all over his face and, you know, back and everything.
He's going to be screaming like Charlie Manson and stuff, just quoting him. Right. Come right. on, man! You're not going to hold me down, man!
Here's a movie idea. It's Dude, Where's My Exorcism?
Dude, Where's My Exorcism? I love it, Eric. All right.
Yeah, like they wake up, like, wasted from a wasted hangover, and then they realize they've got, like occult tattoos all over their body.
Exactly. Helter skelter.
They want to know what the hell happened.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, let's get the news done and over with. Here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, from RPG sites, we've got Rune Factory 4 special for the other consoles it hasn't released for. PS4, Xbox One, PC. No word on PS5 or Xbox Series X, S versions. But I'm sure those will happen so they can take advantage of the good load times.
Right. Slagard's in chat. He says, no hangover is wasted. Exactly.
But it'll be coming out on December 7th in North America and Europe, priced at $29.99, whatever the equivalent is in euros or pounds.
This isn't your grandma's Rune Factory either, you know, just FYI. It actually looks like an actual action RPG and not just like a, you know, like a sim or anything.
So, question, how many grandmas were playing the original Rune Factory?
Plenty. Like, you know. Oh. Yeah, plenty. Well, okay. They're grandmas by now, I'm sure, Break. You see what I'm saying?
That's cheating, Frank. You're changing the rules.
I'm just saying, you know. Freak says, I just mean I won getting exiled first. Yeah, you did get exiled first. But you're only up by one, Freak 5, so you're slacking. I wonder who's going to get exiled next. All right, Eric, or I'm sorry, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Marvel's Midnight Suns delays launch window to second half of 2022. Ooh, ouch. Initially scheduled for March 2022, Firaxis now says they need more time to make the best game possible. I like that.
Yeah.
That's an honest answer, and it's an appreciated answer. Very much so. Thank you.
You know what? More and more companies are realizing if you're just honest with people, they don't care. You know what I mean? And that's a good thing. You know, it's not.
I think maybe like game companies, but it doesn't seem like corporate America is catching on to that.
Well, I mean, yeah, game companies. I mean, corporate America never catches on to anything like that. I mean, you know, I mean, whatever.
Honesty is not their strong suit.
No, not at all. All right. What? Anything else on this break?
I could tell you a little about the game. It's a tactical RPG, and has since shown off additional looks as it is a card-based gameplay. Ooh, I don't know. Yeah. It's vague, though.
Slagar says that's what Overwatch been saying for 3 years. Yeah, exactly, Slagar. I mean, you get some, I guess, honest developers like Firaxis Games and, you know, other not-so-honest
Well, that's interesting. It's got the Runaways in it. Not just Avengers and X-Men. The Runaways are part of this one. I don't know why anybody'd care, but, you know.
Well, the Midnight Suns is always like the darker side of things. You know, it's like Ghost Rider, Blade, Wolverine,
well, I mean,
of course.
Usually, groups like the Runaways are like...
they're like throwaways, more like...
Yeah,
like,
nobody ever... They don't get used, mostly because they suck, but that's beside the point.
No, the Runaways are cool. I mean, the comics are okay, but...
I'm just talking about the TV show. That was terrible.
Yeah, the TV show. Yeah. All right, anything else, Break?
That's it.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Spellforce 3 Reforce for consoles delayed, golly, to March 8th, 2022. It's now set for December. What? The PC version is now set for December 6th this year. And then there's what? Doesn't really say why. So I don't know why. But it's going to cost... looks like the console edition is going to cost $20. The whole package, the Reforce Complete Edition is all. Oh, so you can pay for part of the game for $20, or the full experience for $60. So there you go. So yet another delay. I have no idea what Spellforce is. I've never played 1 and 2. So there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Those are the expansions, by the way. The game itself is like $40.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We have Seven Knights 2 has got a release date, and this is coming to the iOS and Android devices, and it's coming out November 10th, and it's a sequel to the 2015 mobile RPG. And there was a version that was released for Switch for the original. I don't know what it's about, though.
Hmm. Yeah, I've
cinematic
never...
mobile RPG. I wonder if that means like you tap buttons to make things happen.
Well, I'm looking at on the trailer, and there's not much in the way of. Oh, okay. Here's a little bit of gameplay. I mean, it looks stylish for a mobile game, but I mean, it was the. I mean, it says it's what the number one game in. I don't know. Korea or somewhere, I guess, but it doesn't look very good to me. I don't know, but I'm not a big mobile phone gamer like Breakman is. Maybe this is something Breakman might be interested in. I don't know. For me, it's not probably a no go.
Why you gotta put it on me? Mostly when I'm playing like a handheld anymore, I'm playing with Switch.
Well, I mean, you're the only one that really plays...
I'm sorry, but Zelda Breath of the Wild, way better than anything I've ever played on a mobile.
It's, well, I mean, yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, you know, Breath of the Wild, I mean, jeez. I mean, you know, whatever.
It's fantastic.
All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, mobile MMORPG Ragnarok Origin, I almost said online, Ragnarok Origin launches in North America on November 10th. Okay. Yeah, another game that launched in Korea. I wonder if this is as popular as the last one we just talked about.
Nope, because last one was number one.
A classic MMORPG reimagined for the modern era, experience old school freedom. Sorry, Frank, what were you saying?
Well, I was saying the last one was number one, so it's not quite as popular as that one.
Okay. Master 6 character classes from Stalwart Swordsman to Hard.
I thought
merchants.
I thought Putty Cat.
Explore a massive open world featuring dozens of dungeons and four massive cities. Dress to impress from Shine.
What was that?
That's my bell straight in my ear.
That was me. I was trying to keep it quiet.
That was quiet.
I think it's because I had my hand right next to my mouth.
Oh, I got
you.
So it just vibrated.
It was loud
my mic picked up on it.
Yeah, it did. From shining plate armor to the finest. Who cares anymore? Let's just move on.
Yeah, right. Let's.
It's an Ragnarok game.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome, man. I like the name of the developer, Gravity. So there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. The Cruel King and the Great Hero launches on March 1st, 2022 in North America and March 4th, 2022 in Europe for the PS4 and Switch and probably obviously PS5, right? The art style is kind of weird.
It doesn't say anything about PS5.
So this is another like PS4, not PS5 game?
Yeah.
The second one?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you'll be able to play it on your PS5, but there's no enhancements or anything like that for PS5.
That seems weird, too. I guess it's because they wanted it to be equal to the Switch version, maybe?
Although I guess you wouldn't really need it because the load times are probably already very short on the PS4 anyway.
Yeah. And this doesn't look like a very art-heavy game.
It might be more expensive to make for the PlayStation 5 than the PlayStation 4 also.
Yeah, probably. You know, I was wondering, what games do you wish there was like a patch for the PS5? I can tell you one. Dragon Age Inquisition. I wish there was a PS5 patch for that. Just to, you know, like graphical enhancements and stuff like that. But we should do a show on that. Like, which games we wish like had patches like for current gen consoles. That'd be kind of a fun thing to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about that in Free For All in a couple of weeks. But there you go.
I want to be able to play them all in like virtual reality. So like Tetris blocks are coming from the sky and shit like that. You know? Like, oh my god, it's gonna kill me. Oh, I got just in time.
Yeah,
I turned it. Ah, damn it!
You know how cool RPGs would be to play in virtual reality. I'm surprised there hasn't been like more of them. I know there's Skyrim, but I'm talking like a turn-based RPG. How fun would that be in virtual reality, playing like Dragon Quest or Final Fantasy, or you know?
Yeah, I guess so, no party system, because if you're waiting, you're just sitting there in a party, you're standing there waiting for your party members to do something. All right, well, it's your turn. Would you heal? Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, obviously they would have to optimize. Like,
I'm just gonna kill my own teammate. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be cool? Like you're in a party of like three or four, right? Normal. And you do your turn.
You mean like real players?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, or I was thinking like bots, but yeah.
Or okay, you could just have like you said, bots, but you know, when your turn is over, then it just progressively goes how it does in a regular RPG. You know, then you look over to your right and you see your teammate throwing, you know, a fireball spell or something, and you know, then you look at the enemies and the enemies are doing this. I mean, I think that'd be really fucking cool,
it
man.
Be something like Final Fantasy 13's combat where like the whole team is fighting at once, or 15 even, like, you know.
Yeah. That or or like I said, even a traditional turn based. I think that'd be cool. You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe stuff that we'll get in the future.
Just sit and watch bots do something.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is dumb. Why am I watching this? This is
Slagar came up with a good one. VR Yars Revenge. That would be fantastic, Slagar. That's a good idea. VR Frogger. Like, you're the frog and you're like you know, jumping over like all kind, like, you know, oh man, that'd be badass.
Jump right into the alligator's mouth. Ah!
I know, you're like, you know, it's like all realistic and stuff. It's like
VR Robotron.
Ah, that would be cool too. Man,
you watch the robots massacre human beings. No, right. I'm coming to save you. Oh, I'm dead.
What about a VR like Pac-Man? Ooh, and then you're like running from ghosts. That would give a whole new like meaning to that game.
Scary, like you come down the hall and there's ghosts in front of you. Oh shit.
Yep. Run. Exactly.
Oh, I gotta stop eating something.
Yeah, and then you get the big like pill, the big pill, and then you're like, now I'm fucking super powered. You go after them for like 10 seconds. I don't know. Then you have to wait now half an hour because someone went on a beer run. Yeah, see, there you go.
Now Pitfall. Pit Fat.
Ooh, Pitfall would be good.
Pit Fat. We need Pit Fat.
Pit Fat, yeah.
Load Runner.
Load Runner would be awesome. God, man, so many great games you could do
VR
like that.
VR Bomberman.
What about Galaga? Like, you're in a ship and you're like going through space and you're like going back and forth shooting at, oh God, that would be, man, this is a good idea. Slagar, you brought up some good stuff, man. Yars Revenge for sure. Like, yeah, man, stuff like that would be fucking cool. Like, take all the old classics.
If Dungeon Busters here, I'd request a VR VR Hero Quest or Sword Quest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sword Quest. turned so many like Atari games, like the old school Atari and ColecoVision games, into virtual reality games.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be fantastic.
They would be, man.
It's fun. Oh, I want a VR Rampage. Climbing buildings, eating people. Like, yes!
Man, oh man, that... Holy shit. This is such a good idea. That, these are great ideas, man. Like, literally, like, really, really good ideas.
No, it's bad none of us have the money to start this, and, you know.
I know, actually do it. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, what... Oh, VR Leisure Suit Larry? Ooh, no. Look at that, Spy Hunter.
Eric didn't even let you finish.
He's like, no. He's like, no.
It's an adventure game. It won't work that well.
What about like VR Adventure? You know that old like 2600 game?
Fighting giant duck looking dragons?
Yeah. Right. That would be cool. I think that would be cool.
Really, who came up with the design?
Oh, God. Another TV viewer is in chat. Bathalda is in chat. Welcome on in. Thanks for coming on in here. What else we got here? Okay. I think the last story belongs to Eric. Eric, last story.
Okay. Fantasy Life Online is getting a global release thanks to... Bolt Trend Games, and they're a Hong Kong company that has released a bunch of other mobile RPGs in English for the global market, including Disgaea RPG, Artelli Online, and Arc the Lad R, and so, other stuff. But I'm wondering if they could move away from the mobile space and start localizing level 5 games again.
Hmm. Maybe. That'd be cool.
And maybe we can finally get Yo-Kai Watch 4.
Yeah. Maybe Level 5 can do another, like, 2D fucking
the problem is
Dragon Quest
mobile's,
game.
Mobile's cheaper to program for, and it has a bigger audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing with Yo-Kai Watch is they've ported certain Yo-Kai Watch games to the mobile space before, so maybe... It could be a backdoor.
Yeah. Freak5 says VR Fable. Slagar says games like 1941 probably would make you puke. It probably would, Slagar, because like you'd be in the plane. It would be a cool concept, but like that game is just, you know, like the special move is just a barrel roll or, you know.
the whole house is spinning. Like, oh my God.
Right.
You're puking in real life. Like,
right, exactly.
Oh God, this game has great special effects.
And a blah, you know.
Feel like I really threw up.
Oh my God, that would be so funny if like in game, like if you threw up like out of game, it recognized that, and in game you threw up in the cockpit. That'd be funny as fuck, man.
I don't really know if VR 1941 would be all that entertaining because that game is on a strict access.
That would be fun, and, man.
It'd be nice to see the environment, but you can only interact by moving left and right anyway.
Well, so. I know, but that's the whole point. It's
Top
like
Gun, the game where you could sink the aircraft carrier at the end.
Instead yeah. Of landing.
I want to do that.
Hell yeah.
That would work, though.
That would be fun as fuck, man. Like, a lot of those games in VR would be fun as fuck. Like, when they start, that's when I'm going to get VR, Freak 5. When they come out games like that. Isn't that a good idea, though, guys? Like, a 3D maze of Pac-Man? And it's sort of like, you know, like, around the corner there could be a ghost, and you're like, ah! And you have to turn and, like, go the opposite direction and shit. I think that shit would be.
I wonder if anybody's made any, like, generic versions of those types of games.
Yeah.
Somebody's done that, a generic version of the original Zelda.
What about like a VR version of like Silent Hill, that Silent Hill demo that they had? That shit would be scary as fuck, man.
Yeah, or what was that game? Clock Tower, where you couldn't even fight back.
Oh, God, yeah, that would, man. These are good, man. Dungeons & Dragons on NES would probably be damn good. I think it would be. Or how about a virtual reality gauntlet? Man, with playing with friends, like two other friends, yes. And you're like going through those mazes, and like you got all these. Oh God, that would be fucking badass, man.
And you all get to hear the dungeon master in your head, and like Red Elf shot the food, and you all turn on Red Elf, like motherfucker.
Son of a bitch. When your characters get confused, you can't see anything.
Yeah. Slagar says, like, fuck Silent Hill. Nope, no way. Dude, that's the whole point. Ooh, VR Breath of the Wild, Breakman? Wow, that would be...
They sort of did that, but it didn't work at all, though. Mm.
I think it would be... I mean, there's so many... I mean, it doesn't even have to be graphically, like, the greatest thing in the world, either. You know, you... Oh, no, God.
That's why we're saying, like, Atari games and stuff, and old 80s arcade games.
Oh, imagine this, Breakman. Combat. You remember that game, Combat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just old tank battling.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. I know they did that with that one, basically that one game. You know, you had to pay like a dollar at the fucking arcade. I can't remember what it's called, but like Battle Zone. I think that's what it was called, Battle Zone.
Oh, but, yeah, I remember that. It was like a cheap ripoff of Battletech.
Yeah.
This reminds me, Freak, did you play the VR Resident Evil 4 yet?
Oh, that's a good question to ask Freak. He has VR. All right, any homie discounts that you guys know of? I know we talked about the games for gold and the plus games last week.
Target has I believe it starts Sunday, buy two, get one free. It says limited, so it doesn't say exactly which games you can't get, but most games and movies and all that stuff will be.
I think that would be badass. Resident Evil 4 and VR. Damn, Freak, you should get that. VR TRI has to be coming up, Slagar says. What's TRI? Oh, Tron. Okay. Oh, that would be cool too. Mm-hmm. Get on the bike and you're like, oh man. These are great ideas, man. Just good ideas. Breakman, should I hit your music or no?
No.
All right. No, dear Breakman, this week. All right, let's move.
People just want to get us to the food. They're in a hurry. They want to talk about turkey.
Right.
Maybe that's just me, but, you know, I think it's them.
I think it's them too, man. Just when in doubt, just blame everybody else, Breakman. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, that's the grinder way. All right, here we go then.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I've been playing, a little bit of Breath of the Wild. I conquered a few more shrines. I haven't done anything actually really exciting, just other than the shrines. Although I like this one area. It was the whole area was one giant puzzle, essentially. The Thunder Plateaus. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you... You finally got past that one island where they took away all your stuff then?
Oh, yeah. I got past that a long time ago. Oh. I wasn't on there for a long time. I just screwed up a few times on there.
I didn't know around and
paid for it. But then I'm like, well, fuck. Start right over. Well, I'm starting right over. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This time I'm going to eat a lot before I go on the island, so I'm going to have buffs.
There you go. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, all right, anything else?
But yeah, I moved past that. I've been trying to get shrines and stuff.
Slagar says he's still trying to find the four shrines.
Four shrines? No, like the little shrines? There's like tons of them throughout.
I think he's talking about the main dungeons.
Oh,
I don't think I've even done any of those yet.
Yeah.
I'm just finding like the stuff to increase my hearts and my stamina. I put in mostly in stamina. Let me see what else I play this week. A little bit of Back for Blood. Trying to think. There's a couple other games I played. I played a little more Dungeons, and they had a Halloween theme in there. Halloween,
cool.
Which is pretty cool.
I thought you were done with Dungeons, man. I thought you were...
What's it?
I thought you, like, finished Dungeons up, like, everything.
I did, but I go back to it every once in a while because it's a fun game. I like it.
Yeah.
And I was just curious if they'd done anything for Halloween, like certain games have done in the past. Like the Batman, one of the Arkham games, like, you could go talk to Calendar Man. If you talked to him on a holiday, a specific whatever holiday it was, he has, like, something different to say. I like that little touch.
Yeah.
And the other game I played a lot this week has been Friday the 13th, meaning that it was Halloween and such. I had a fun experience while playing it the other day. I was one of the survivors. And I fixed the boat. I was by myself. I saw everybody else, you know, wandering around just close to me. I decided to jump in the boat and leave on my own. And got an achievement for doing that. Apparently, there's an achievement for leaving everybody behind. And once I did, I sat back and watched as Jason picked them off one by one.
You
and then I got two more achievements for it because I unlocked some other things while doing it. So I screwed over six other people and got three achievements for it.
You know, that's such a Breakman thing to do, screw over your teammates. I mean, I just picture you doing that all the time. Because every time you talk about, like, playing good and evil, you always love the evil shit more than the good stuff. And I'm complete opposite. I'd be the guy, like, waiting for everybody to get on the boat and, you know what I mean? Like helping people.
Yeah. But it was way more fun to say screw you people. Hell no, I let him get me.
I know Freak 5 like has every achievement in that game, man. Like he's done everything in that game.
There's several like I still definitely don't have and probably never get, like play 1,000 matches. Yeah,
you know, when I played one of the few times I played with Freak 5, because those guys are really good. Him and Peter and everybody else he plays with are super good at that game, and I'm like the worst at it. But the one time I remember playing that game with Freak 5, I just remember, like, if I would have just stayed still, Freak 5 would have never fucking found me. And he like went around the corner, and I was like, okay, he's gone. I'm gonna like go over here. And as soon as I did that, he like turned back around and found me. I'm like, fuck. You know, it's like, and that game is like panic inducing, man. It's like, it's crazy. Like,
as soon as that music kicks in, like, dude, oh shit, look, can't pan the camera around. Like, he's around here somewhere.
Yeah, he's near me. Yep, exactly.
I hate it when like the screen starts like, what do you call that? Like, when the black and white.
Oh yeah, it's like it looks like static.
Static, yeah. Like it stacks all the screen and shit. The closer he's getting to you, and then the background starts going to black and white and everything. Like, oh my god,
I hate that shit, man.
Stop
it's like
fucking with me,
right?
And I'm guessing his friends are the kind of people that are dressing all their characters in bathing suits and they run around the tables and they do the dance as Jason can't.
Yes,
get them.
Yes. You
I
know
hate
what?
Those fuckers.
I mean, it you know, because like you get in that like if you're Jason, like sometimes you just can't fucking catch even with knives. Like if you have a knife, I mean, they'll just go around the table like left and right. They should have put in a patch. I know they couldn't work on it anymore, but they should have put a patch where you could flip the table into the other person. That would have like killed that little maneuver.
Well, the best thing I've found to do against those people is to use the Jasons that can put booby traps down.
Oh yeah.
Then like put a booby trap down at the door and then get them to go out that way.
Yeah.
Usually they can still get out. Like you get a couple hits on them and then they still run away and then they heal themselves and they stay about 5 feet away from you and do their dance. Right. And motherfucker, I'm gonna kill you.
I hate the ones that like. I hate the ones that all have weapons and they like surround you and like they knock you down and then, you know, you like try to get you get up and then they knock you again and it's like they're all like teabagging and all, you know, it's fucking assholes.
Yeah.
All right, what else have you been playing, Break?
I know I played something else, but I don't know what it was. So no, that's it.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing Final Fantasy 15, and I finished it, and I'm now working on the Platinum before I move on to the DLC. And I'll do my review now, if you don't mind. I mean, it's not going to be a full review. It's going to be more of a impression. I'm going to do my full review after I covered all the DLC content.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
But from a game from, what, 2016? Or is it 2015? I'm not sure. But it is, it feels like coming back to it after having ignored it for so long and playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, you can see how much of those games' elements were the blueprints for that game.
Yeah.
And even though 7 Arch pared it down a lot because it's no longer open world and some of the systems are missing, but like, a lot of the stuff is still there. And I liked doing quests and I liked driving around. Usually I do auto because I don't like driving because I end up crashing a lot, especially when I go off-road, even though there's very few situations where you can go off-road. You can even turn your car into a plane and then you have to actually carefully land it. But, which is something I'm going to mess around with, but I'm not going to use it after that, because I probably will get frustrated that way. And I think it might be the one way you can go do a couple quests, but that's it. But Anyways, the one thing I don't like about this game is apparently if you do chapter select, it just resets all your quest progress and all your tours that you've done, and you pretty much have to redo the entire game all over again from the 15th chapter. But aside from the story content, which is dumb, it's like I don't know how they didn't patch that so that that wasn't a thing. But because there's a couple of missable items and like that are in specific chapters, and unless I want to fight this enemy for it to do its drop rate, it's like 5%, I'm just gonna have to not upgrade it. There's not a whole lot of humor in the game, but like you'll see goofy stuff like Prompto like doing the victory tune at the end of a particularly long battle.
I love Prompto. He's definitely my favorite character from that game.
But like his skill kind of sucks though, because it's just taking pictures, but the pictures don't really do anything unless you get the skill that gives you AP or experience for the picture taking.
It is annoying when you're in the car and he's like, "Hey, who you want me to take pictures of now?" Like, I don't give a fuck. Take pictures of whoever you want. Like, no, should
take
I do
pictures
it
of your junk?
Or, I don't care. Do whoever. Just leave me alone, Jesus.
But like, I also kind of think that the game Square's approach to releasing content for the game has like kind of made it a live service game, and I kind of hurt it because the end of the game feels a little bit rushed.
Yeah.
Because you don't even properly explore the dungeon to get Shiva because of the way the story ends up happening. So it just kind of is given to you.
Yeah. All right.
15 was a fun game for me up until it had that twist. And after that, like, the game completely fell apart. Because all the skills, like the photographing and the fishing and all that stuff, suddenly they didn't matter anymore. Like, you worked so hard to get these skills, and now they're, like, a menu item that's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, okay. What's the point of this? Why did I learn all this shit? I can't even use it anymore.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, like, once you do the epilogue, you can do that stuff, so you can finish up some stuff. But, yeah, like...
Yeah.
The entire game isn't based around that. It just kind of goes on a linear path at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, anything else you've been playing?
Although, to be fair, like, considering what's going on, it kind of makes sense for it to be stuck into a rail.
Yeah, but for me, it seems like they're trying to tell two different stories. Like, they're trying to tell, for, like, the most part of the beginning of the game, they're trying to tell the story of, like, four friends. But they're also trying to tell the story of the final king. And the two stories don't gel very well.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't help that the directors were switched like midway through, just like Final Fantasy XII was.
Yeah. And you can really tell that there's like a switch. Like it once you get to that.
All of Chapter 13 felt like a bad Resident Evil clone.
Yeah, I can agree with that. And I hated the one level where you you're supposed to walk because the one character now can't. I don't want to give any spoilers, but you're supposed to walk really slow, and if you don't, like, they bitch at you the whole time. I'm like, you know, and like, I'm supposed to just this whole stage. You want me to just walk as slow as fuck?
Yeah, you don't have to, but like,
I don't even. I don't, but just I don't like listening to.
But like, if you don't, then like glitches might happen.
Yeah, and they complain the whole time, like, how dare you? Like, you're an asshole and stuff. I mean, I don't go that extreme, but...
Also, the load times are really long, even on the PS5, because, like, the game wasn't developed with SSD in mind. So it's only going to run as fast as, like, the fastest non-SSD card or hard drive will run at. So, like, you get the benefit of SSD, but you don't get the full benefit of SSD, especially since you won't be getting the full benefit of PlayStation 5's SSD.
Yeah, yeah.
They're never gonna fix that either.
No, why would they?
Yeah, no, they might do a PS5 and Series X version in the future, but I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
I think if they do it at all, it's not gonna happen until after, episode 2 of Final Fantasy VII Remake happens.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
That's pretty much it, other than finishing Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yeah. All right. I actually played stuff today, guys, or this week.
What?
I know. Isn't that weird?
What'd you do with the Frank?
I know.
Are you one of the pod people?
Yes, exactly. I'm. You know. Oh, you are. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've never heard him admit it before. Wow, that's. Wow. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I am a pod
person. All right, go on, pod Frank.
Yeah, exactly. I played Shibuya Scramble, which I picked up on a sale, I think, a couple weeks ago. And it's a very narrative-driven kind of novel, type game. But so far I'm having a little bit of fun with that. You're a detective and, you know, some weird shit goes on. But the game that I've been playing the most is Phoenix Rising Immortals. They should have left that game... the original name of Gods and Monsters, man. The game is phenomenal. I got that for $15. I don't like supporting Ubisoft, but $15. I've been waiting for that game to drop to about that level. So yeah, I mean $15, and it, so far I'm having a lot of fun. Like you go around just finding wayward points and treasure chests and. You know, fighting mythological monsters and stuff like that. So it's good stuff. It's a fun game so far. I've a couple hours in and already have mastered the arrow that you got. You get this, like, it's sort of like a heat-sinking arrow that you could control. There was another game that did that. I can't remember which game, but I love that ability to just pick off enemies from a distance, sort of like what you were saying, Break, like in Breath of the Wild, how you just, you know, like find a high place and you just throw shit on people. Well, you could take arrows and, like, you know, you could just kill things from a way distance. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome ability. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right. Eric, or Break, did you have any reviews?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Eric, you have some reviews.
Well, I already did the FF15 impressions.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But I have a review for My Hero Academia World Heroes Mission, which is the third movie from the anime series. And the movies always have their own original story, but they usually take some place around the same time the movie releases the year.
Some of those animes are so lazy, they just crib the show.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and like the first two kind of sort of rehash the plot lines, but they rework it so that it doesn't feel too rehashed, but it's obvious still that it's rehashed. But, This actually feels like a slight rehash of season 4, even though you could say that about the last movie, but this one feels like its second half rather than its first half. Unlike the other two movies, which were, they're students and they can't be heroes. And the second movie, we're going to be heroes and we're going to save this town from being destroyed. And we're going to get into a bunch of cool stuff. This one's a more focused story about Deku on the run because he gets accused of murder because it's actually a plot by a terrorist cult organization that wants to kill all of the quirk humans so that only quirkless humans survive. Because they believe that quirks are a disease that need to be expunged. So they set up a conspiracy against him, and then he's on the run because of that. And then he and this other person find out the plot, and they solve it, and then they end. And stuff happens, and the movie is over. That's all I can really say without spoiling anything. Mm. And I think it's more heavily narrative focused rather than the action-packed nature of the previous film, and I like it for that reason, because like there was very little character development in any situation, because it was just the kids you already knew and they were just doing stuff, and then there's no new characters really other than the villains. And the villains are meant to be defeated, so they're not going to develop them too much in a movie. So it was nice to see some development somewhere.
Yeah. All right, so what are you giving?
And I'm going to give this movie... I'm going to give this movie an 8.5.
All right. Cool. 8.5 out of 10. I had a review, but I'm keeping it for next week for a specific reason. So you guys will have to wait till next week to get my review. I'm not even going to say the name of it because it has to do with next week. So yeah, it has to do with next week. So, you know, 666, episode 666, if that gives you any type of clue. All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Slagar, he missed the name of the movie, Eric. You want to tell him the name of the movie?
Yeah, My Hero Academia World Heroes Mission.
Okay. Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I've got two. One of them I actually meant to do last week, but I forgot. The Shittenhouse trial is going on right now. We all know the story. He went where he wasn't supposed to. He took a gun and he killed unarmed people.
Yeah.
And now the trial is, I was defending myself as people, people hunted him. They chased him down after he killed people and they started beating him while he was on the ground. Oh, he was defending himself.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, if he had not gone there and taken a weapon, at any point, he wouldn't have had to defend himself. If you don't go someplace where you're not invited and not wanted, I'm just, whatever.
His defense fund is disgusting. Break. It is. Totally.
Well, he's
disgusting.
Got celebrity defenders too.
Yeah.
You know, like the Silver Spoons guy and stuff.
Oh, I mean, God,
dude, you've had a job. You've had like two jobs your entire life. That and I think NYPD Believer for a season or something. But anyways, my stinko really goes to the judge in this matter, who has decided that victims can't be called victims among a bunch of other
terrorists.
Nonsense. Yeah, they can call them terrorists or looters, even though they weren't terrorists, and there's really no proof that they were looting either. That's beside the point. Anyway, Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder.
Silver Spoons guy. You never saw the show Silver Spoons? That was a cool show as a kid. And his dad was rich, and he drove around on a little toy train and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't know that, Slugger? Anyway, so the judge apparently is absolutely biased towards Rittenhouse. So when he gets off like George Zimmerman did, we shouldn't be surprised. Angry, but not surprised.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we're always angry and never surprised. You know, that's kind of how it goes.
So written Shittenhouse will more than likely get off. I'm kind of worried about the guys who lynched Aubrey getting off too, because they're using a similar defense as Shittenhouse. Defending ourselves. Wait, you hunted the guy down. You jumped in your vehicles, got your weapons, and hunted him down.
Right.
He was defending himself.
But they were defending him. So he says it'll be a mistrial. Slagar says probably. I mean, that's the way it fucking goes, man. Freak says, what is disgusting is that his bail was crowdfunded, and because he showed up, he gets that money. Yep. So he's not going to refund all that money. Of course not. He's going to fucking put it in his coffers after he gets exonerated. But anyways, what else?
Slugger
break?
Will not admit if he's seen Silver Spoons or not.
It's like some of those shows you're afraid to admit, like Family Ties and, you know, all that.
I like Family Ties.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we
I'm
all
not afraid
watch
of
those.
Family Ties. I hated Growing Pains, though. The only good thing about that show was he had his best friend was named Boner. Every time Boner showed up, it's like, it's Boner.
Yeah.
But the rest of that show was just a cheap ripoff of Family Ties.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that Michael J. Fox, every time he's asked, what do you think about Alex P. Keaton? Where do you think he'd be now? In prison. The guy idolized Richard Nixon. So, yeah, in prison's probably where Alex P. Keaton would be.
It's not normal not to call the deceased people victims in trials. Part of the reason is things like if an abused woman kills her abuser, her trial, we wouldn't want to call her husband the victim. Yeah, I know the reasoning. It's just blah, you know, Freak Five.
I guess that is a fair enough point.
It's fair. I mean, it actually is fair, but still, it's, you know.
But what they're supposed to call them, but he's saying that you can call them looters or terrorists and stuff. Like, that's specifically saying that, no, like, they're not victims. They're the bad guys, you know.
Right, right. Make them look out to be the bad people, right? Hopefully a jury will shock us all.
I guess that is a really good point, though. That kind of will protect abused women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for setting me straight, Freak.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
All right. Anything else, Breakman?
The other one goes to, once again, Manchin, who has, for whatever reason, the media has decided that they love Joe Manchin more than anybody else on the planet.
Oh, yeah. It's President Manchin, man. I mean, didn't you know
that?
Yeah.
His whole, this country is not a center left country or even center. We're a center right country. It's called a Democrat.
Why don't you, like, fucking just go to the Republican Party then, Manchin?
I know,
you might,
dude,
as well.
Like, you're basically saying, hey, I'm a Republican pretending to be a Democrat. Well, just go.
Yeah,
like,
just
nobody's
go.
Stopping you.
Yeah, leave the fucking party, man. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But the fact that he's having these press conferences and everything just to say, like, no, I'm not going to let this happen. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Like, how is this one guy more powerful than everybody else? Like,
that he's the most powerful man in the United States right now. I mean, there's no question about it.
Cinema. Yeah.
Yeah, but more so Joe Manchin.
Right, more so him because he's getting, like, all the mic and attention
right.
and everything
right.
else. Where she's getting to sit back and hide and,
right.
you know, go do right. weddings and then make herself.
And you know
like
what's so
like
sick
girl.
About Kyrsten Sinema, Breakman? She used to be a champion of, like, a lot of, like, democratic socialist ideas, like, you know, medicine and, you know, all that type of stuff. And then
minimum
she just
wage,
fucking,
like, raising minimum
yeah,
wage,
raising
things
the minimum
that she's
wage.
Voted against already. Like, are you kidding me?
Right. It's like, and then she did that little curtsy that just made me want to fucking slap her across the face, you know. It's
and you've
so
seen the pictures of her, like, cozy, her and Manchin cozying up with McConnell, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Like,
I mean, they're all supposed
to over here doing one thing. Those two are talking to the one of the worst human beings on the planet.
Yeah,
like, okay,
I know.
We
I
see
know.
How this goes.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
And I think I talked about last week he was trying to classify billionaires as a protected class.
Yeah.
They're a minority. We need to not abuse them.
Right. Like, it's so stupid,
like,
man.
Dude, please tell – just – why don't you just say, look, I work for billionaires. We know. Like –
they all do.
You're not hiding it anymore.
Right. They all do.
I know,
man.
You're right. They all do. But, like, he's just blatantly flaunting that he does.
Yeah. Yeah. The other ones just shut their mouth about it. And he's
right.
he's out in the
he's
forefront.
He's rubbing in our faces right now.
Right. He's like, I am firmly on my knees for billionaires. You know, that's what – I mean, that's what he's saying. I mean, you know. And there's nothing that you peons can do about it. You know, that's – that's, you know, let them eat cake, you know, type shit. You know, it's just fucked up. He said they can only call that during the closing arguments if they prove that they were rioters or looters. Yeah, I know, Freak Five, but it's still stupid. It's reckless.
I didn't hear that part of it. I heard that he said that. I didn't hear it was closing arguments. Okay, why are you trying to
right.
point all the flaws in my argument out, Freak?
Break. All right. Anything else, Break?
Why do you gotta correct me if your facts and your truth?
Right.
No, I'm just. Our government, of course, they've punted it down the field again.
Yeah, they always do.
Like,
man.
I love that Nancy Pelosi keeps, like, making these. We're doing it today.
No, we're doing it next week.
I didn't say today. I meant today as in next week.
Yes, as in next month or year or never. You know, it's like it's never gonna happen, man. All right, Eric, did you have a stinko? I didn't see any on the list here.
Not really.
Okay, I'm gonna go with mine then. I ran into a jackass when I took my dad to his doctor appointment today. Now. I went – it was at the hospital, right? And it's a mess. They're doing a lot of construction and all kinds of shit, right? And basically, it's just a construction mess. So there's all kinds of cars. There's valet parking, but there's the through lane, right? And sorry, my earphones are going out of whack here for some stupid reason. There we go. So I went through the through lane because I had to, like, go get my mom and dad, you know, these elderly people that can't, you know, walk over, you know, long distances. My mom is in a walker, for goodness sake. So I decided to go through this through lane to right where they were going to be. And in this through lane, there's like a little, like, kind of cutout on the left side that you can kind of pull into to kind of, you know, pick up people. Because there's no other room. There's obviously, I'm not going to stay in the through lane, you know, where traffic is going back and, you know, you're going through. And the other lanes are all clogged up with valet parking. So I pulled over and I was waiting for my, I saw them in the distance. It takes them a while to come over to the car. You know, it's not, you know, they're not like running sprints like fucking Usain Bolt or anything anymore, you know. So I'm waiting for him, and this idiot decides to tell me no less than four times, you can't park there, it's a through lane, and blah, blah. And I'm like, I heard you. You know, that's all I could say at first. You know, I heard you. I heard you.
Dude.
And I'm like, and so he keeps doing it, right? And about the fifth time, I finally fucking had it. And I'm like, you know what? Shut the fuck up and just do your goddamn job. How about that? You know, I just got tired of hearing him over and over telling me, you got to get out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't in the way of through traffic. Right. I wasn't in the way of valet parking. I was off to the left, right? So think of it like a shoulder, like a huge shoulder, you know. Mm-hmm. And he kept on.
And you were waiting for senior citizens.
Right.
Who are slow-moving people. I've been through the shit, same shit as you, Frank.
Right.
People harassing you because you're parking in
right.
You're parking close to an entrance because they are old. They can't walk across right. the parking lot. You assholes.
That's exactly right. There was no – I couldn't meet them anywhere else but there. You know what I'm saying?
God,
so I hate just
people sometimes. That would
yeah. Yeah, so he kept on, and I was like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. How about that? You know, and it just kind of escalated, and I just got really upset. And then he wouldn't fucking move for my mom. I'm like, would you move the fuck out of the way? I mean, what's wrong with you? And this is a fucking valet guy, right? And to boot, he didn't even have a valet costume like every other valet person there. So I'm assuming he was like their manager or something. And I was like, dude, just shut your fucking mouth and just keep doing it. And he's like, well, I hope you have a better day, sir. You know, the whole fucking condescending, I'm not going to jaw with you bullshit, you know. And I'm like, just shut the fuck up and do your job and get the fuck out of here, you know. It just pissed me off. I'm with you, break on that. I'll call you out no matter what side you're on. Yeah, I'm the same way, Slagar. I'm independent. I don't give a fuck if you're Republican, Democrat, or anything in between. If stuff's fucked up, it's fucked up. Freak5 says, my stinko finding out that my aunt, who is a police officer in Colorado, shot and killed someone last week. And her victim wasn't. How dare you? Exiled, you son of a bitch. It was a justified shooting. Both her body cam and a drone showed that he shot at her for. Well, obviously, Freak5. I mean, no, you know, we hope that that's the case. You know, I have very strong feelings about cops, but I mean, if they're getting shot at, I mean, you know, they got to defend themselves. You know, right to live and all. You know, so yeah.
I agree that if you are getting shot at, you do have the right to shoot back.
Right. I mean,
right,
you know,
yourself.
I'm not a big fan of the cops.
What we complain about is when cops shoot unarmed people, which right. They seem to like to do them when, especially the person's black.
Yo, yeah.
In the back.
Right.
Or their hands are up, or they're laying on the ground, you know.
Right, right. Or they're playing with a toy gun in Walmart, which I've seen before. You know, it's like dumb shit. But
or they tell them to put the gun down, and they put the gun down and then shoot them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a, you're right. They
or knife,
you know, fully comply, and they still get shot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to happier things, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Man, that jackass just pissed me off, though, at the hospital. Just a fucking piece of shit, man. Worst of the worst. He didn't even have he had, like, a Broncos, like, jersey on and a Broncos hat. I'm like, are you even fucking working here? You know, just whatever. All right, Eric, I didn't see... Do you have a Sweeto, Eric, by chance? Or
no, no Sweetos right. this week either.
Break. You have a Sweeto.
I've got a couple. One of them, it's kind of a Sweeto. I think it's kind of a Stinko, too. And I'll say it's a Stinko because she didn't get more time. And that's the only reason I think it's a little bit of a Stinko, which I think all the Capitol rioters, anybody who especially went into the building, whether they're violent or not, you know, to overturn an election should get a pretty stiff prison sentence. But anyways, this woman, she had a private plane. She flew down there and she took her cameras, bragged it was the greatest day of her life. And then when people mocked her online, said, I'm not going to go to prison. She's going to prison.
How long did she get?
60 days. So she'll probably get like 40 tops, you know.
Right, right. 30 was good behavior.
Stupid sentence. But the fact is, like, you're bragging about it. She wrote like a 4-page apology letter and stuff. And like, please don't send me to prison, you know, to the judge. And sent her in prison anyway. So
I mean, her letter like saved her from probably a year or more, right? I mean... You know.
I don't know. They seem to be lowballing on these sentences. Like, a lot of these guys are getting, like, 6 months.
A lot of them are conservative judges, in fairness. So,
true.
You know.
And they really haven't convicted any of the head people yet, because they're still investigating that to find all the they're still trying to link it to Trump. So, it's going to be a while before they really prosecute the heads.
Out.
Of this. Yeah.
She's white. She's probably
she's white.
Out.
She's probably out because she got time served.
Yeah.
She was blogging. She's like, they don't send blonde women like me to jail. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, now they do. Good for you. You're a trendsetter, you know.
Yep.
All right, break. What else you got?
The other one goes to a huge development in the fight against COVID. They have a pill to fight the symptoms now.
Ooh.
They're expecting to have FDA approval by the end of the year. Should be awesome. Not because we haven't at this point had effective medicine to help fight disease. This isn't like the vaccine where it's going to prevent you from getting it. But if you get sick, now we have some medicine to help limit the symptoms.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll save some lives.
I don't know when it's
going
to be out on the market, though, unfortunately. But the fact that it's coming is
awesome. I tried to see if I could make an appointment for my booster on Rite Aid, and every time I tried, it would just – reset my info. It's like it wouldn't click. I don't know. I think you just need to go down there. I don't know if that's it telling me that I'm not eligible yet, or it should have if that was the case.
I don't
think
you're eligible, Eric, because like for me, like I had the Moderna and they have boosters for Moderna, but I think they're only doing them for like upper senior citizens, you know, not senior citizens like myself, you know. But no, let's see. It says, are they getting
low? You should at least tell me if I can't, though.
Are they getting...
Just be like, try again.
Slagar says, are they getting low sentences for info? Probably. Maybe. Slagar, that's a possibility. Who cares about symptoms? I want something to fight the results, Slagar says. Got my booster yesterday.
I mean, this is what the pill is going to... If you get sick, this is going to help you.
Well, at least you might not die, you know.
Well, yeah, they've said it's really effective.
That's good.
For symptoms and stuff.
The excuse is take too much time, court's time, but they're still spending time giving them these little sentences. Does it take more time to give out longer? Yeah, exactly. I got my Moderna booster last week. Maybe I should get. I should go see if they got boosters at Walmart.
Yeah, Eric, did you try any other sites, or is Rite Aid like the closest thing to you?
Closest.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Maybe Walmart has them, Eric. And...
I mean, I could go to Walmart, but...
Do you have a Meijer by you any close? Or a Kroger?
No.
Yeah.
The closest Meijer is in Madison. Or, no, Mentor.
Yeah.
Which right. I would be going to on Sunday, but...
Yeah. All right, my Sweeto...
That's at 7 at night, which means that they probably close the clinic.
Yeah, they probably don't give out the booster. Well, they might give out the booster on Sunday, because I think their pharmacy's open on Sundays.
Yeah. My Sweeto of the week is Bernie's going to get a promotion pretty soon. So that's definitely a good Sweeto for us. And I got another very minor one. I got new horror hats coming in. I got a Tales from the Crypt horror hat coming in. A Jason hat that says No Lives Matter, which I think is pretty hilarious. What's the other one? A pinhead hat. So pinhead hat to match the pinhead shirt, I guess. Slager says, work gives us $250 per shot, so everyone took Moderna. Yeah. That's a smart strategy on their part, Slagar. I work for a pharmacy, but when I went to get it, they only asked if I was eligible, not why I was eligible. Okay. Well, maybe that's probably why you got it, Freak 5. I think mine is, I don't think that, like, they've opened it up to everybody for the boosters just yet. All right, I'm going to put a funny or stupid link in the chat. Let's go ahead and do that.
Oh, God. I mean, Yeah.
And let's take a look and decide whether or not this is funny or stupid, guys.
Oh, no, this sucks. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I was practicing. I mean, sorry.
All right, here we go. All right. Let me get off of that. It's basically a very beautiful woman farting while she's moshing. Funny or it sounds like Frank, you're exiled, Road Dog. What's wrong
it's
with
stupid.
You?
Stupid.
After she ate cauliflower.
Oh, that was after she ate cauliflower?
Yeah, if you looked at the thing, it says me after eating cauliflower.
Oh, after she was eating cauliflower, apparently. Moshing and farting at the same time. All right, Eric, funny or stupid?
Stupid.
Breakman?
Obviously, the farts aren't real. Did she put them in there or did somebody else?
I have no idea.
So every time she raises her leg, it's like a fart noise.
Yep.
Fart noises are kind of funny. But her dancing is terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if she was dancing better, I'd be like, yeah, but no, this is just, she dances like me.
You
know?
Put the other one up.
No. Maybe next week, Bernie. You have to do a devil-centric one next week devil-centric one for next week. Freak says, farts are funny, but this was stupid. I agree. Definitely stupid. You see, Bernie, TikTok is stupid.
TikTok is hilarious.
TikTok is not hilarious.
The one with the grandma and the cock was funny.
Oh, that was funny, but maybe I'll do two next week. But anyways. All right, so that was funny or stupid. Let's move on to our free-for-all this week.
It's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all.
All right, guys, we are doing the greatest Thanksgiving foods of all time. We're going to do one round this week, and then next week we're going to finish up the tournament. So we're going to have a mini tournament. I've already narrowed it down to 16, just basic Thanksgiving foods. There's plenty more, but we're only doing a kind of a mini tournament this time around. Road Dog, you're exiled. He says it would be funny if it was Bernie doing it with her laugh. That actually would be funny. I take that exile back. All right. So here we go, guys. Are you excited for this tournament? Greatest Thanksgiving foods of all time. Let's start up at the top. And in the number one seed, turkey going against, I don't know why I put this as the number two seed, but creamed spinach. Guys, Eric, what you think about this matchup?
I think most creamed anything sucks, so turkey.
Okay, Breakman?
I think the name of it says it all. It's getting creamed.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah. I do like creamed spinach, but not nearly as much as I like turkey. It's a clean sweep. Turkey easily moves on to the next round.
Like, if we have a double in here, we should split it up between white meat and dark meat.
No, we shouldn't. Because white meat would win.
No, I like dark meat better.
Well, you're wrong, so there you go. Slagar said I would vote cream spinach. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I like cream spinach, but it's nothing against the mighty turkey. Let's go to the bottom here. Mashed potatoes versus mac and cheese, Breakman.
Not the biggest mac and cheese fan. I do like mashed potatoes, though, so I gotta go with
potatoes. I like mac and cheese, but, like, mac and cheese is not usually done well. So I'll go with mashed potatoes.
I agree with you guys. Mashed potatoes is awesome. Now, that's something I did separate, mashed potatoes and gravy, and I'll get to it in just a little bit, guys. So, yes, mashed potatoes.
Gravy really isn't food, though. It's a dressing.
Oh, it's definitely a food, and I'll explain later.
I've seen episodes of The Simpsons.
That's
right.
Homer
drinks it like it's water. It counts.
Freak Five is exiled, leaving it out there. So him and Road Dogs are competing to see who's the most exiled.
So is that true? You were excluded from the first Thanksgiving because no one wanted you there?
No, it's because I didn't want anybody to be there. I wanted all the food for myself. That's why.
Oh, I can see that.
Depends on who makes the max. It's not even close. It's mashed potatoes. I mean, come on. All right. Next matchup. We got carrot cake versus cranberry sauce. I'm going first on this one, guys. I hate cranberry sauce. I'm going with carrot cake. What say you, Eric?
Carrot cake.
Okay. Break.
Well, you're both wrong because cranberry sauce.
Well, you're wrong. Wrong.
I'm correct. You were both wrong, and I'm going to come back later tonight and re-edit this so that the cranberry sauce wins.
Slagar says Golden Corral cream spinach is the bomb de bomb. Yeah, it's pretty good. Toe
is in chat. I don't
know
how many people that made carrot cake for Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah. Toe4 is in chat. What's up, Toe?
Both of you are exiled. I agree.
You're exiled. cranberry by a sea hair. No, thank you, man. I can't stand cranberry sauce. I think it's awful. All right. Pumpkin bread versus sweet potatoes, guys. Breakman, go first.
I think my problem with cranberry sauce is the texture.
I don't like it at all, man. Any form, I just don't like it. Breakman.
I prefer cranberry relish to sauce, but I like the cranberry sauce.
You both
so
are
this
excellent.
Is what was it? Pumpkin bread versus what?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, duh! Sweet potatoes.
I'm going pumpkin bread. I'm going for the upset here.
The greatest food ever is sweet potatoes.
It's not. It's pumpkin, one of the worst Thanksgiving ones. Eric, you're the tiebreaker. Pumpkin bread versus sweet potatoes. Slagar agrees with me.
I like sweet potatoes made with other stuff. So I'm just going to go pumpkin bread. Pumpkin bread is better.
Yes! Sweet potatoes is out. Yes.
To themselves. They're supposed to be. Oh my god.
I love it. Yes, Eric. Finally, Eric agreed with me on something. I can't believe it. Yes. Slagar says pumpkin.
What
Freak Five says
he's
sweet potatoes.
You want everything.
I haven't won everything.
Eric has agreed with you on everything.
He did? All right. Well,
yes.
That's a first.
He agreed with you on turkey, mashed potatoes, carrot cake, and pumpkin bread.
Well, in fairness, you agreed with everything except for cranberry sauce with me. Break.
No, I also didn't agree with your pumpkin,
the pumpkin bread
either.
Everybody says pumpkin. Slagar says pumpkin. He's like, yes, just like me, man. I couldn't believe I can't believe it. I thought you guys were big time.
Not everybody,
potatoes.
Because everybody else said sweet potatoes, you bastards. Evil bastards.
I like sweet potato pie.
Okay, here's a big... I'm never eating Thanksgiving at Frank or Eric's house. I can't stand sweet potatoes, man. They're just something about like that weird like starchy texture that I don't dig. But, all right, apple
like
pie...
Casserole with marshmallows and like pecans and stuff. Oh my god!
Oh my god! You're gonna make me puke, man. Yeah, I hate it. Blah. All right. Apple pie versus pumpkin pie. Break, man.
That says pecan pie.
Pecan.
Is it pecan pie or is it pumpkin pie? Because that says pecan pie. He's right.
Pumpkin pie is on another one.
Okay, then apple pie.
Okay,
oh,
Eric?
I'm glad I didn't have to do that choice. Whew.
Eric?
I like apple cobbler more, so I'm going with pecan pie.
I'm actually going to go with apple pie. I like apple pie a little bit better. Road Dog says
for
pecan.
Once, Frank's taste buds are working.
How dare you? How dare you? See how you like you're on my side when I pick with you, Breakman, son of a bitch.
Pecan pie, though, is that like I can only eat one slice, and that's pretty much it because it's sweet as hell.
Yeah, it is.
I love. Yeah, it's really rich. That's why I prefer apple pie big time because like the tartness of the apples just goes perfect. I mean, plus
how they're making the apple.
It's fucking apple pie, guys. Jesus. I mean, apple pie's the best. Actually, there's one better, and it's right here. Pumpkin pie versus, like, butter or dinner rolls, guys. I'm going to go with Breakman first on this.
Ooh, this one's hard.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup.
Mm-hmm. Versus the dinner rolls. Pumpkin pie is like a staple. And
yeah, yeah.
It's so good with whipped cream.
Yes, it is.
I love rolls. I love.
I do too.
Rolls.
But...
I'm voting for pumpkin pie because I usually get rolls at Christmas, so I could just, you know, I don't care. I'm going dinner out. Rolls.
Road Dog says butter rolls. Slagar says pumpkin. Freak 5 says pumpkin. Slager says pumpkin anything. I kind of agree with Slager. Yeah. What are you thinking?
I'll eat most anything pumpkin.
Break. What say you?
I said dinner rolls.
Ooh, so I'm the tiebreaker. I got to go with pumpkin, man. I do like the dinner rolls, though. This was the toughest matchup of the whole thing, I think, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough one.
Because pumpkin pie is just, man, it's. I mean, it says Thanksgiving. You know, it's like a Thanksgiving staple, like in November, man. All right, gravy versus cornbread. Now, the reason I put gravy separate from mashed potatoes, like mashed potatoes and gravy, is because gravy you can put on anything, guys. Like even cornbread you could put it on. So let's see, Eric, what say you? Gravy versus cornbread.
I mean, I like cornbread, but I'll put gravy on turkey. Sure, yeah, I'll go with gravy.
Okay, Breakman.
Oh man, I love cornbread. I'm sorry, gravy, but cornbread.
Freak
love
Five
cornbread.
Road Dog says gravy. Freak Five says cornbread. No, you know what? I'm gonna go with the versatility of gravy, Breakman. I know I love cornbread too, man. But man, you could put gravy on the turkey. You could put it on the mashed potatoes. You could put it on the cornbread, the dinner rolls. I mean, it's so diverse, man. Like, you could put on the stuffing, you know? So, I mean.
You can put it on the cranberry sauce.
Yeah, the cranberry sauce if you. Actually, that's really good.
Frank's like, I hate this cranberry sauce. Put some gravy on it. Yeah, right,
Slagar says, that's the only way I could probably eat cranberries if I throw gravy on it. Slagar says, I have to vote gravy being from Wisconsin. Freak says cornbread, so he agreed with you. All right. Green bean casserole versus stuffing, Breakman.
I'm not the biggest fan of green bean casserole.
Okay.
I usually avoid it when I see it. I love stuffing, though.
Give me stuffing.
All right. Everybody's stuffing?
Your face is full of stuffing, yes.
I'm going with stuffing as well. I do like green bean casserole, though, but I'm with you, Breakman. Like, I'll eat everything else. And if I have just a little bit of room, I might eat that.
And I'm actually going to do Thanksgiving this year because we all have our shots.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Getting back together with the fam. That's awesome.
Slagar said both. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I do like green bean casserole if it's done right, but I like gravy better. What?
Stick the stuffing in the casserole.
Yeah, exactly. Put the stuffing in the – how about that, Bernie? Stuffing in the – green bean casserole. That'd be kind of good, huh?
I eat that.
Yeah, I'd eat it too. I love stuffing. I get pissed off when I go to Boston Market now because they don't have stuffing. Of all things, they don't have stuffing. I'm like, that's the cheapest, simplest food that you can fucking make that's the bomb and you don't have it? Fucking Boston Market, man. All right, that's we're set up for next week, guys. We got turkey versus pumpkin bread, apple pie versus pumpkin. Oh, that's going to be a titanic matchup there, guys. Gravy versus stuffing. Oh, my goodness. What a fucking matchup there. Carrot cake versus mashed potatoes. I mean, this is shaping up really, really well, guys. This is wow. I mean, there's no real upsets that I can see. I mean, other than maybe carrot cake beating cranberry sauce. That's the only upset that I can really see. Or pumpkin bread.
You're a monster.
Freak 5 says Frank bleeds gravy. I do, man. I love gravy, man. It's good stuff. You put that on everything, man. I mean, I would probably eat that on cranberry sauce just to make it palatable, man. You know, it's just like
Frank's gravy. He puts that shit on everything.
There you go. All right, guys, so there's our matchups for this week.
So the SNES version of Mortal Kombat, they're not bleeding sweat, they're bleeding gravy.
Yeah, they're bleeding gravy, they're not bleeding blood.
They're all awesome. Made out of stuffing.
Right, they're all made out of stuffing.
Stuffing injected
comes out.
Gravy.
I like that there was a code for the Game Genie for the Super Nintendo where you could change the color of the sweat.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like red sweat.
Yeah, exactly. So, Guys, who you think is going to go all the way in this tournament, Breakman?
Oh, God. Pumpkin Pie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see that, man, for sure. God, Pumpkin Pie is really good, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think, Eric?
Yeah, that's probably going to be a winner.
when we took those pictures together, Frank sweated gravy on me. How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you? All right, Slagard, thanks for joining. Really appreciate it. Freak Five says Turkey is going to go all the way, so we'll see, man. Maybe. We might get an upset, though. I mean, if I had to put money, it would be Turkey because that's, like, the staple. But, Dark Horse, there's two Dark Horses. I would say either Pumpkin Pie or Stuffing, guys. I would think. I don't know. White meat or dark?
Well, like what's dark meat?
Like the legs or the thighs, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the it's usually more juicier than the white meat.
Road Dog is exiled, you son of a bitch. He says, Freak, just be lucky he didn't want to lick it off of you. How dare you, man?
Freak responded, but who said he didn't?
Oh, God. Freak Five. Really?
I'm just saying, because since it's turkey, isn't it still technically white meat anyway?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Most of the turkey's white, but like Frank said, like the legs are dark meat.
You know, I can eat it all. Like, you know.
I like them both, but I prefer
that. What do you guys, here's a good question. I mean, we got a few minutes here, guys. Like, what do you guys do with, like, the leftovers? Like, do you guys make anything different with the leftovers? Like, some people
I just eat it.
You just eat it afterwards? Okay. What about you, Break? Anything?
Make turkey sandwiches. Now I'm just microwave whatever bowl it's in and eat from the bowl.
Some people make turkey sandwiches, right? But yeah. We here, it's like a tradition. We got to do turkey tacos, man. And they're like the fucking best. I mean, they're completely unhealthy. It's like a little bit of mashed potatoes with turkey and cheese and you fry it in a corn tortilla. Oh, my God. It's, like, the greatest thing in the history. And then you put a little bit of, like, salsa on it, like homemade, like salsa. Oh, it's the best, man.
Gravy salsa.
So fucking good. Gravy salsa.
Wait, is gravy a salsa?
Yeah, exactly. Road Dog says turkey and stuffing burritos. Yeah, heck yeah, Road Dog. That'd be good, man.
That does sound good.
Yeah. It was against my will. He didn't even ask. How dare you, Freak Five?
Frank Poutine.
Frank Poutine. Oh, you guys are horrid. I've seen lots of interesting things. Like, people make turkey casseroles after for, like, dinner. You know, like, you do, like, the lunch, and then you, like, do, like, a turkey casserole with everything.
I used to put a piece of bread.
Bread and what?
And then put turkey stuffing.
Yeah, like
mashed potatoes and gravy, and then just pour the gravy on top of it. Oh,
like, I see what you...
Sandwich.
Oh, like an open-faced sandwich? Yeah. That's a lot of people do that, too. I like the idea of turkey and stuffing burritos, Road Dog. That sounds really good. He's like,
I'm getting hungry just thinking about all this food.
I know, man. We're going to have to get out of here. Damn it, I'm full, but I'm now hungry
full,
for turkey.
Now he's hungry again.
Yeah, exactly. Road Dog said, this year I'm putting cranberry sauce on them so that Frank won't come and steal them. Actually, if you put a little bit of that cranberry in like a sandwich, that actually I can eat that as long as there's not
eat
a ton of
cranberry jello. Give me that
turkey cheddar melt. Yeah, that'd be good too, man. Lots of good stuff there. But the
like cranberries, I think they're good like on dried on a salad and stuff.
You guys got.
Why do you hate cranberries?
Oh God, Frank, I don't like the
taste
of it.
Why are you prejudiced against cranberries, Frank? Blech.
I don't like it.
They touched you as a child.
Shut up, Frank, man. Exiled, son of a bitch. but I do like the idea of like a burrito, man. Oh, what about like a turkey chimichanga? Like you stuff it in a burrito and then you like fry it like with a little bit of potatoes and turkey and stuffing. God, that'd be really good. You guys should try the turkey tacos one year. It's really good. How dare you, Break, man? You're exiled. Are you trying to win the exile title from Road Dogg? Because
no,
they're tied.
I'm behind. They're pretty far ahead of me. Maybe I'll try next week.
All right, guys. I think that's all we got. We're going to end this one a little bit early so we can all eat. We've been talking about stuffing and turkey and all kinds of shit. But anyways, let's do our plugs. Break, man, plug away.
Thanksgiving dinner.
I know. I can't wait, man.
So hungry now. God, I can smell. We're making chicken and spaghetti and meatballs.
You can shut up right now. break, man. You can just shut your mouth.
It's driving me crazy. It's been cooking this whole time.
Walking off this show.
Talking about food, and all I can feel is my stomach growling.
Walking off.
I'm so hungry.
Son of a bitch. All right, do your plugs, damn it. What's wrong with you?
RP Grinders on Twitter. yeah, that's it. Let's move on. Hungry.
Eric, your plug, sir.
Cranberry.
Oh, God, shut up. Like, if you say it three times, it's going to appear, you son of a bitch. Exiled. Walking off this show.
Like, he's just going to have a cabinet full of cranberries.
About time we get rid of Frank. How dare you, Road Dog? That's not strong enough to get an exile, by
the
way.
I write reviews on BostonBasherBrigade.com, and I also do audio reviews on the feed for the show. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, I have a Patreon that you can go to. Give me as little as a dollar. That would help out a lot. And the link is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. Yeah. It's the time of giving. So now would be a really good time to spare a buck or two for Eric. He does really, really great reviews on the feed and on Boston Bastard Brigade. So anything else, Eric?
Where are my Black Friday deals for all the video game stuff? I know Breakman gave me that list of stuff, but like, sifting through all that Best Buy crap is just insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking deals this year, guys. Like,
GameStop's hasn't leaked yet either.
No, like, not yet.
Best Gamer hasn't really made a post about it yet.
Yep, it's kind of tight-lipped this year. Usually by now we have some semblance of stuff. I mean, Phoenix Rising's $15. I mean, I think I've already gotten my money's worth out of it, man. I mean,
but from where?
From Amazon or Best Buy. So
Immortal Phoenix Rising?
Yeah, Immortals Phoenix Rising. So, you know, that's it.
I mean,
so,
I'll check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it's actually a really good game, and I'm not a big Ubisoft fan.
Like, I could go to Best Buy and then price match that. Yeah. So I don't have to pay Amazon.
All right. I want to thank everybody in chat. Toe for Life was in there. Lily Red Wolf. Joint Effort was in there. Bethalda, another TV viewer. Road Dogs was, of course, in there. Freak 5 Chaos and our good friend Slagar. Curiously absent was Dungeon Buster. That's really weird.
Did you give a shout out to the guy who showed up? Toe for Life 43?
Yeah. I said Toe for. Toe for Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Road Dogs, Frank's. Frank, do I need to make you another Tumblr just for Grave? Yes, you do. That would be awesome. Freak Fight says, I'm plugging Bernie's OnlyFans. She is stuffing herself with surprising things this week, preparing a turducken of sex for her Thanksgiving special. You're exiled, Freak Five. So I guess Freak Five wins the exile.
The turducken thing is weird to me.
Turkey leg out of,
oh, God, shut up. You're exiled. Get out of here. What's wrong with you? I don't even want to hear
right
that
here.
Shit. Oh, God. Get. What's wrong with you? Oh, my God. We got to end this show, guys. This is ridiculous. I'm getting hungry anyways. All right, guys. Anything else, gentlemen?
Nothing food. Let's move on.
Stay safe.
All right.
Get vaxxed. Get your boosters.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe.
What did you say, spaghetti?
Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week when we will determine the greatest Thanksgiving food of all time. Also, it's going to be episode 666. It's going to be lit next week. Join us next week, everybody. All right, take care.
Evil
stay safe
pumpkin pie.
Yep. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Road Dogs Exile.
Bernie told Frank to grab a whipped cream from the bed. Ha ha ha!